A daily catch up with our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Hammo. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Now, the live news with lockdown extensions could, well, it could be looming for bad news for southeast Queensland, eh?
Yeah, we're certainly continuing to play it day by day, Hammo, and the numbers certainly will tell a story. We're certainly expecting, yesterday we had 16 cases in southeast Queensland, but we're certainly expecting probably similar to that, or hopefully a little bit less. Mm-hmm. But what we are seeing, mate, is that all of the ones that we presented with yesterday were either in isolation already and all linked to the same clusters that we know about, which is really good news. That means we're controlling it, and it's certainly in those homes of the people that have already got it or close contacts to them. So it'll be hard to tell, Hammer. I see the people of southeast Queensland are certainly doing what they've been told, because there was quite a fair bit of flouting of the rules down there, which is always a concern. But it seems that most people now have taken on board, if you're out and about in your car and there's no need, that you're going to get a fine. So
sure.
Fingers crossed. We'll watch the numbers today. Hopefully they're is similar to or come down from yesterday. And we can continue to monitor it every day to see how we end up by Sunday.
Yeah, Chief Health Officer and the Deputy Premier with some announcements closer to 10 o'clock this morning, I think. Mate, there has been some suggestion that right across Queensland, better to be safe than sorry, to make masks mandatory and go back to some of the rules that we had in January of this year, like if you're going up getting served somewhere like hotels or restaurants, to always wear a mask, but when you're sitting down, you know, with your family or friends, you know, it's not compulsory to wear a mask. Do you think that might be in the pipeline or no?
Oh, Hammer, I think at this stage, I think the lockdown down in southeast Queensland is doing the job for where the cases are. I don't think there's, at this stage, any need to penalise the rest of Queensland, particularly regional Queensland, central Queensland, where we are, for the fact that there's cases down in southeast Queensland and they're being contained at this stage. Obviously, we know that this is a strain of the virus that we're really struggling to contain at this stage. But as I've said before, every morning this week, Hammo, if you'll think that you're one of these vulnerable people or you just want to be extra cautious, put the mask on and bring it with you if you need to. If you feel uncomfortable, just chuck a mask on and remember, wash your hands, sanitise and social distance where you can. It's kept us safe this year. There's been no deaths from the flu this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done really well with no deaths in Queensland this year either, so from COVID. So I think everyone's doing the right thing. Everyone knows where we're at with this virus at the moment. So particularly regional Queensland, the last thing we want to do is start shutting down businesses and restricting movement of people when there's really no need at this point.
Okay, fair enough. We'll get another update tomorrow from you, and of course the news will come out with the Deputy Premier and the Chief Health Officer around about 10 o'clock this morning. Oh, quickly, I saw the announcement yesterday of the Gambling Community Benefit Fund. There is going to be some community organisations which will benefit from that before you go. We'll just quickly touch on it.
Yeah, just finish off on some good news, Hammo. Another nearly $250,000 coming to those Gladstone region non-profit organisations, and notably a couple of sporting groups in there this round, which certainly, you know, goes a long way. It's grants of up to $35,000 going to those successful people and clubs, which is really good because, you know, to buy a new mower or to buy, you know, one's got a sprinkler system being put in, you know, save up $35,000. So that's nearly impossible for most of these smaller clubs. So this is a fantastic program. Just about every year we're rolling in over $1 million coming into Gladstone, just for those smaller groups, which is absolutely fantastic. It means a lot to a lot of people, and every cent helps, particularly when you're looking at that infrastructure type stuff. So, yeah, well done to all the clubs involved. If anyone wants to have a look who was successful, just get onto my Facebook page, Glenn Butcher, MP for Gladstone, and have a look and see who's been successful. And the next round will be open very shortly.
All right, thanks, Butch. We'll get another update from you tomorrow morning. Mate, appreciate your time.
Sounds good, Hammo. Thanks,
thank you.
Mate.
There's our State MP for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher, keeping us up to date. What's happening with the Delta strain of COVID right across Queensland at the moment? More news coming out about that too, around about 10 o'clock this morning. We'll keep you up to date here on 4CC.